Hello, hello. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm Moon Bunny, and we are definitely listening to some lo-fi. This is my Ask Me Anything, so welcome. I will be answering a total of 26 questions, and this is also what my normal non-acting voice sounds like. And now we're gonna just go into the questions. The very first question is from Hey Ho, I'm Alone, and their question is, why did you start voice acting? And I've always wanted to pursue voice acting, I just didn't know how. So, when I happened upon GWA, I felt like, ta-da, I'm gonna just do it, voice act. And here we are. And my next set of questions is 25 questions from an anonymous person. They have really great questions. I've actually been thinking about them this entire month until this point of recording, and I hope that they're good answers. But Anonymous wrote, Hey Bunny, congratulations on your follower milestone. Thank you. So surprisingly, at this moment of recording, I think it's at like 300 now, so thank you to more people who have chosen to follow me. I appreciate your time. Thank you. And Anonymous says, I saw you were doing an AMA and wanted to send you some questions. Sorry if they're too much. I'm just a curious person who likes to learn about people. I would also like to remain anonymous. And so, yeah. Thank you so much for sending your wonderful questions. You could always send more. I love answering and also asking questions. You inspired me to want to ask more. All right. So the very first question is, what stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? I would say the lack of desire to critically think and problem solve. It is very easy for people to want to just hand off their work to someone else, and usually I'm that someone else, but aside from that, just the concept of not wanting to solve your own problems as your go-to before, you know, asking someone to do it for you is really like the number one thing I dislike. And number two is, what's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? And I would say when I was first having sex with my husband, I really didn't know how to breathe properly, and I would have such intense orgasms to the point where I would black out. So when I was coming out of a groggy state, I tried to go to the bathroom and I just fell off the bed. I just rolled off and fell like 4 feet to the floor. I had a really tall bed in my college dorm at the time. So yeah, it was pretty funny. Number three, what physical aspect of the male, if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? For both male and female. Oh wow. For both male and female, it's the eyes. I really love watching what you're focused on, and I like seeing the way you analyze anything, really. And it just really makes me imagine what you're imagining if you're looking over my body. And anyways, in terms of like a body part that I can touch, I would definitely say it is it's the ass. Oh my god, that was super weird. Anyways, yeah, so it's the ass, and I really just like spanking. I just prefer, just love giving spanking, so that's why. Number four is, what time during the day are you the horniest? And I would say I'm the same level of horny the entire day, but sometimes I don't have as much energy to like really be fucking or something. So, okay. So really it's just, there's some days where I'm too tired to maybe put all my effort into having sex, and then there's days where I'll put an extreme amount of effort, but it's about the same amount of horniness throughout the entire day, so yeah. Number five, what's your ideal amount of sex per week? If I could be productive and have sex a lot, I would do it 14 times a week. Yeah, because sometimes I take naps after, and I would prefer to be able to, like, do other things and still have sex. Number six, favorite sex position and why? I really love the coital alignment technique. I had to look that up. And really, I just like the sensation of my clit being rubbed on, and that position seems to be like the best one to get that sensation, so try it if you haven't. smoked before this. So, number 7 is, which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I chose Spike from Cowboy Bebop because he is just really sexy and he does a lot of martial arts training, so I know he'll be like really powerful and really just good. Anyway. Okay, number 8. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, or small? I don't really know. I guess the average size is around like what, 6 inches long and about 2 inches wide at full erection, maybe. I would have to look that up, but I'm not gonna. So around that size is really big for me, but gosh. So I guess like average size is preferable because it feels really big, and going bigger than that seems really painful. So yeah, that's how it is. I guess if you're small, it would be really comfortable, and you know, Kegel wise, it would just be really comfy without like stretching or something. I don't know. Anyways, number 8. No. Number 9 is worst date and best date you have ever been on. So I'll just say the worst date I've ever been on was a walk around the mall and then going to a fake street race at a fish market that was closed and there were no races, and then being driven to their house and meeting their mom and their brother. And it turned out their brother was way cuter. But before getting to the house, like, they decided to, like, drift. Oh, yeah, it was him, and at one point his friend came to pick him up because he didn't have a car, but his friend did. So, yeah. And, what else? Oh, yeah, he didn't read. He didn't like reading or anything, so that's, like, a turnoff for me. But anyways, yeah, that was the worst date. It was just really stupid and like kid friendly, I guess. And we were the same age. We were both 18, so I don't know what I was thinking. The best date though happened recently, and it is, I don't know. I don't even know how like to go into it, but we went to see Tool, which is like the best band ever, and afterwards we met up with some friends and were able to drop some acid, and it was a different type, like a gel tab, that's what it's called, and it was really awesome. It was the most peaceful experience ever, and the most amazing sex ever, and just a great day of an evening of connection. It was awesome. Everything was awesome about it. And yeah, it was just the best date that I will think can never be topped, probably. All right, number 10. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? Top three are Dark Side Playground and Erotic Hypnosis. I forgot I technically was following this subreddit, but it's a Kinky Pillow Talk, and that one to me is very interesting, just because I guess you're not supposed to talk about sex or something. I don't know, it's really intriguing, so I'll have to visit it more. Number 11 is, what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating / relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Yeah, see, I had like two different answers for this. In terms of sex, I would say, if you don't communicate, you most likely aren't having the best time that you can. And yeah, I would assume that's super important. Also, just be clean. Like, don't have your balls smell like urine. I don't know if that's important in the sex, free sex world or not, but it seems to be a thing that would turn someone off, unless you're into that. So I don't know, I really can't say specifically about like sex. I would say just communicate before going into it, that way you both know what you want, because each time of having sex can feel different. Sometimes you can want it really rough or really soft, and you just want to make sure that you understand those two modes at different times. Just listen to what's happening in the body, and if she's like convulsing and shit, then you're probably doing a really great job. In terms of dating, I would say just evaluating your self-worth. So like, of course, she probably wants you to get to know her, but also pay attention if she's trying to get to know you and the things you like. Because if she isn't, then like, what's the point in wasting your time, you know? Like, don't waste your time. It doesn't matter how horny she makes you. If you have like a magical way of just being able to have sex with chicks without having to pay them, then cool. But other than that, if you're pursuing a relationship, just pay attention to the way that they are communicating to you, and that'll let you know their level of interest. Yeah, that's my advice. Number 12. Super dry. Okay. Number 12 is, how'd you stumble upon GWA? So, I was trying to make some sort of final desperate attempt at being a webcam model, and I was trying to make up an erotic story on the spot, because I just kept being told that my voice was really nice. And so I realized that I'm terrible at storytelling for the most part, at least at that time I was. And yeah, I just was like, find erotic stories, find sex stories, and then I realized that is it, like, from a narration standpoint or whatever, that I was looking for stories, and I was like, maybe I'm looking for a script. So I was typing in scripts, and then I saw Reddit, and I was like, oh, Reddit seems like a very interesting place. So I went there, and I typed in the search sex stories, and then I saw Gone Wild sex stories, and then I was like, oh, these seem like real sex stories. I should probably not read these to people. And then, so I noticed the Gone Wild tag, and then was like, maybe I should use that as part of my search. So I put in the search, and what came up was Gone Wild audio, and I saw, like, some sort of Monster Girl audio or something, and I was like, oh, this seems really cool and fantasy-based. So I clicked on it, and it was really chill, and listened to some fantasy, some masturbating, some all sorts of things, and I was like, oh, this is really awesome, I want to jump into this, and I did. It is awesome. Alright, number 13. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I tend to not listen to your recording if your mic makes you sound too muffled. And what I mean by muffled is like this underwater, like, cell phone disconnecting type of muffled. It's really uncomfortable to try to listen to someone speak or moan or anything in that condition. In terms of, like, themes or concepts or storylines or whatever, I don't really have a preference. Maybe one day I will, but so far I just tend to listen to everything just to learn about what's out there, because I'm kind of vanilla in that way. let's see. Number 14. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick / character? I have been a stripper before, but I wouldn't be anything like that. I would have, like, a fun, cute anime name, like Lola or something. And my gimmick would be, would just be, like, a patent leather dom. I would wear, like, super bright, different color, different types of, like, latex and or lacy lingerie. That would be, like, one of my two things. But I think what I really would want is to carry around a mini riding crop. No, what was it? Oh, it was a mini cat of nine tails whip. So I used to work at a porn store, and they had some, and I really liked them. But yeah, so I would have that with me and just whip people into lap dances. It would be really fun. And I would just constantly be telling them in, like, the nicest voice ever. I'd just be like, I know it seems like it hurts you, but you know you want it, and it's okay. You really, really have to tell me if you're not enjoying yourself. And I would probably, like, you know, have my hand covering their mouth, so they would have to tell me, like, with their eyes or nodding, that if they're not enjoying me constantly, like, whipping their arm or their or whatever exposed skin you have going on. If you're wearing shorts, I'm gonna get your legs. I went way too far in onto that whole gimmick thing. Okay. Next question, number 15. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? And I originally had a long answer for this, but I don't typically have, like, a group of female friends or just females that I regularly talk to. And it has nothing to do with females that I've been interacting with. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that I tend to be very aggressive. Like, I am too aggressive in terms of just perception of the world. I've had to rough out, sand out those edges. Okay, so when it comes to number one thing is the bathroom thing. I don't understand going, like, pairing up to go to the bathroom, especially when I do not have to go. Too many times I've been asked to be the escort to any female to the bathroom, and I'm like, but I don't have to go. I don't understand. especially if there's, like, no gossiping happening. Like, literally, I've just been sitting in the bathroom on my phone, and they're, you know, doing their business, and I'm just like, this is fucking weird. So, there's that. Do I want to add more to this list? No, I think I'm just going to stick with that one thing. number 16. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? And that would be just keep doing what you're doing. All the questions that you have right now will be answered later, but you already knew that. So if you have any questions for me, that would be pretty chill. And yeah, I would probably just, I don't know, end up asking my older self a bunch of questions. Alright, so number 17. What was the last movie you saw? The last movie I saw, I originally wrote down Terminator because it was not the newest one, like the first one. And, let's see. I feel like I watched another movie recently, and I can't remember what it is. Alright, well, I'm sticking with the free Terminator that was on YouTube. And, Terminator totally hangs dong in it, by the way. It's pretty crazy. That's an Always Sunny joke, by the way. Alright, so number 18 is, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? And yes, I cry in lots of different movies. let's see. That movie I last cried, I want to say it was Clone Wars. That was the last movie. And I don't know what made me cry about it now that I think about it. Yeah, I can't exactly remember what scene made me cry. It's been a little while, but that was like the last movie I watched that made me cry. Terminator didn't make me cry. but it almost made me tear up a little now that I'm thinking about it. Okay, number 19. If all the sex toys you own came to life Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? So I have like this little bunny vibrator that I sadly killed because I used it in the bathtub and I thought it was waterproof, but it isn't. It was water resistant and it basically drowned to death. And it has like this little angry like brows and it looks like it's sweating really hard when it lights up. And it would probably just tell the story about how I just murdered it in the bathtub. and have a bunch of happy bunny sayings, like, you know, like, fucking this pussy or something, like, I don't know, with just an angry face. I'm not funny. Anyways, number 20. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I have not had the pleasure of calling someone a cunt. One day though, one day. Number 21. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? It was Lamb Chop when I was like 7 or 8. And apparently I liked Barney, but probably because of the singing. This is like 1999. So like from that time to like 2000, I would say, oh yeah, so definitely like late 1999 going into 2000, I definitely loved Pokemon. That was everything. I had cards and was, you know, the best that there ever was. And to catch them, I didn't want to catch them all. You know, I just wanted to have like a badass lineup of monsters that could kick anyone's ass regardless if you specialize in, you know, earth style or leaf style or water, whatever. I would kick your ass, bro. Anyways, I don't know about new Pokemon though. Number 22. Dumbest fight you've ever had with your sibling, if you have one. I do. I have a younger brother, and the main staple of fights that we had to do with using each other's stuff, and a lot of times he would want to use my stuff and I would tell him no, and even though I'm not using it, he would just, you know, rampage and really just try to yell his way into letting me use his stuff, and I'm like, you're not gonna berate me, I don't want you using it. And that was that. 23. Do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favorite comedian? Yes, I do. I haven't in a while, but ultimately one of my all-time favorite comedians is George Carlin. Super awesome. 24 is, have you ever accidentally set something on fire? No. No, I have not. That's crazy. Number 25, any advice for folks who are still single but want to get married? If you want to be married, then ultimately, I would say, jot down, or not, just take a spiritual note of who you are presently, and also take note of the type of person you want to become. And anytime you are looking for someone to be in a relationship with, see if that person fits your needs. It's not about you fitting theirs. Because ultimately, there will be compromises, there will be adjusting to each other. But you want to make sure ultimately, like the big picture wise, that they are able to make you feel comfortable about who you are. And it takes time to do that, so definitely take your time. Like, you have the whole rest of your life, because that's supposed to be the point. Number... all of them. All the numbers. I said 25 already, so yeah. Thank you so much for listening to my Ask Me Anything. Thank you so very, very much for listening and following and being super chill. I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon, evening, morning, and I will be recording fun things now. Bye.